Rossini's The Accidental Son Overture here on KPR, Il Signor Bruschino Overture, Charles Dutoit and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, I am Destiny. A little pep in your step to start this Thursday off with some Rossini and, I hinted at, classical music composed by accident. Indeed I did. Well, what on earth could that mean? How do you compose by accident? Kaliwoda, such a great name for a composer, he had a son that apparently as a baby went up and got on the piano keys and just started crawling, kind of like if you have a kitten and they do that. And the tune that came out from that inspired Kaliwoda and some of his writings. So I thought, very interesting story. Perhaps we should take a listen to some of his music. And then I found a lovely salon piece with oboe and piano. So that is what we are going to hear, and then we'll hear about the prodigal son this hour, too. It's very, very interesting, themes going on. All right, this oboist is Hans-Jörg Schellenberger, and we've got Rolf Konen at the piano. Kaliwoda, a salon piece on KPR. Morso de Salon here on KPR, or Salon Piece, by Kaliwoda. Love that name. Here on Kansas Public Radio, music composed by accident. That composer, apparently his entire Symphony No. 3 was based on a melody from his child walking around on the piano keys. If that's the case, my cast should be famous for all of their compositions. Whew! All right, that oboist, Hans-Jörg Schellenberger, pianist Rolf Konen. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me this morning. Speaking of sons, I couldn't have an hour of accidental sons and musical sons without a prodigal son. So we'll hear from that famous tune from Prokofiev in a little bit. Right now, a Schumann symphony for the 9 a.m. hour. Yes, indeed. Symphony number 4 is a good one. I've got a recording here with David Zinman and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. I hope you enjoy it with me, now on Kansas Public Radio. Schumann Symphony No. 4, here on Kansas Public Radio, David Zinman conducting the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. One of the Schumann symphonies that doesn't seem to be played as often as the others, but I really like this one because, despite, you know, Schumann having many tragedies in his life and writing his music to reflect that, I feel like there are quite a few happy moments, especially that ending. Hope you enjoyed listening to that with me. A little music from The Prodigal Son coming up. Let me thank KPR Community Spotlight member Manhattan Free Clinic. Thank you. You get a community spotlight. You are awesome. Working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More info at mhkfreeclinic.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Many other great frequencies. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party in Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. Here is a little Prokofiev on KPR. Music from The Prodigal Son here on Kansas Public Radio by Prokofiev. Awesome. Fun little way to end this hour, I think. Let's check and see what is in store for next hour. You can hear the papers. I'm shuffling them as we speak. Back to the classics. Yes, I thought maybe we would listen to some classical music. I haven't played a Haydn symphony this week, which is a shocker, so I'm going to next hour, and I'm opening with a favorite Mozart piano sonata of many of you. And it is also Thursday. Back when I hosted the evening shows, I would always call Thursday Tango Thursday, and I would play some tango. And I think I'm going to bring that back to the morning airwaves. So in the 11 a.m. hour, you will indeed hear some tango. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through the 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More info at sunflowermusicfestival.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Every weekday, you can catch Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio, and then All Things Considered from 3 to 7 with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. It is 10:01. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are going to dip into NPR for a few minutes of news, and then I will be back with some melodious Mozart for you.
Live from...
They'll save their lives. They're buried under rubble.
The UN's top humanitarian official, Tom Fletcher, says his office is coordinating the deployment of teams from around the world. Even before the earthquakes, he writes, nearly 8 million people in Venezuela were in need of humanitarian support. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was up 586 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Vanguard. With Vanguard Investor's Choice, investors can have a voice in how their eligible Vanguard funds vote on key shareholder matters. Learn more at vanguard.com/investor choice. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Sonata Facile here on KPR by Mozart. That was Andras Schiff at the piano. I am Destiny. Welcome to Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here with me this morning to listen to music. Mozart dubbed that an easy little piano piece for students. However, it's really not that easy. I mean, it's Mozart. Come on. Jeez Louise. For him, it probably was, though, considering he was a genius. Playing a musical instrument is not for the faint of heart. I'm a violinist, so I can say so. And I often play a lot of violin music, but I thought this hour I would feature a cello concerto. Yes, indeed. I'm so nice. Boccherini wrote quite a few cello concertos, or concerti, if you would like to know the plural. This is number 6. It's one of the sunny, virtuosic ones. I mean, they're all pretty virtuosic, but this is especially sunny. And it's kind of sunny outside, even though it says mostly cloudy. We're going to go with partly sunny and 79 degrees. Boccherini's Cello Concerto No. 6. Man, my mind is all over the place this morning. This is Timothy Hugh on the cello with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. Now on KPR. Boccherini's Cello Concerto No. 6 here on KPR. That was Timothy Hugh on cello, principal of the London Symphony Orchestra, playing with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Anthony Halstead. I am Destiny. Glad you are listening along with me here on KPR, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Some entertaining Haydn coming straight away. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting CAKE June 27th at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at Topeka Performing Arts Center on June 27th. Indeed. And Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting Algeria versus Argentina viewing party on June 16th. I think that already happened. Well, bummer. Maybe there's going to be another one. All right, let's listen to a Haydn symphony right now on KPR number 61. He considered this one of his entertaining highlights of symphonies. Antal Doradi and the Hungarian Philharmonic, now on Kansas Public Radio. Haydn Symphony number 61 here on Kansas Public Radio. Antal Doradi and the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra. A fun Haydn symphony indeed, but isn't Haydn always fun? Indeed he is. I'm Destiny. Glad you're here with me this hour. Next hour, I've got a Gershwin piano concerto and some tango. We are stepping up the fun a notch and sort of a prelude to Friday's Classics by Request show, which has a really neat request. Somebody requested blues for big band and orchestra, so you can imagine big band with the San Francisco Symphony. There's just so much good music here on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 79 degrees right now in Lawrence. 82 is the expected high today. We might get some storms later this afternoon, so keep your eyes to the sky and your ears to KPR. Laura Larson will be in for All Things Considered and probably taking you through the weather if there is any. You are listening to KPR.
Most whiskey is aged in barrel houses. One Kentucky distillery is taking a different approach, floating barges.
I find it really encouraging that people are out there taking a very constrained category and finding ways to create brilliant new flavors out of it.
I'm Scott Detrow. We will visit some bourbon floating on the Mississippi River. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you are setting money on fire, don't do that. The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish the flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR. Indeed. And speaking of support, support for classical music on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Cake June 27th at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 27th. This is KPR.
Live from
like the Riverdale Press and the Concord Monitor and the New York Amsterdam News, one of the oldest black-owned newspapers in the U.S. OpenAI and Microsoft did not have an immediate comment. John Ruwich, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be useful, private, and optional. DuckDuckGo offers controls to turn AI on or off. Learn more at DuckDuckGo.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. So pretty. I love that. Tchaikovsky's Andante Cantabile from String Quartet, number one here on KPR. Just that Andante itself has been turned into many beautiful versions. This one played by Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me on KPR, listening to music this morning. This is going to be a fun hour. It is Thursday. I am bringing Tango Thursday back. So at around 11:40, we will get to hear some Piazzolla together, a great Argentinian composer. Many of you love George Gershwin, his Rhapsody in Blue, his Preludes for Piano. Well, he also wrote a concerto for piano in the key of F major. F for fun, I've decided. This is personally orchestrated by Gershwin, if you can believe it. So, here we go. This concerto is Gershwin's deliberate effort to prove his mastery of the traditional classical forms while staying true to the rhythms and harmonies of American jazz. Here we go on KPR. Gershwin's Piano Concerto here on KPR. Stefano Bellani, the pianist. That was Ricardo Chailly and the Gavant House Orchestra. Wow. Not as often played as Rhapsody in Blue, but I would say as equally as exciting. I hope you have been enjoying all the music here on Kansas Public Radio with me this morning. We are about 80 degrees and cloudy in Lawrence. Around 3 o'clock, some showers might roll in. It seems as though almost everybody is in a flood watch right now, so be careful out there. Well, it's Thursday, and this is my clever but very unclever segue into Tango Thursday. How about Piazzolla's Tango Suite together for the rest of this hour? Duo Capriccioso is performing it. Here we go on Kansas Public Radio. Piazzolla, a Tango Suite here on Kansas Public Radio, played by Duo Capriccioso for Tango Thursday is back. Here on Kansas Public Radio, when I was an evening host, I always used to program tango on Thursdays. So I thought, you know, I should really bring some tango back to the mornings. What do you think? Tomorrow is Classics by Request, and I've got all sorts of fun requests, including some PDQ Bach. And I had so many requests that I can't get to all of them tomorrow. I will put them on the schedule for next week. If you have something you would like to hear, probably won't hear it tomorrow, but you'll hear it the following Friday. You can go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. You can also just go to the website and navigate over to the shows tab. And if you click on it, a little drop-down menu will come down and you can find the name of this show, Classics by Request. So yes, I've got some PDQ Bach and then some Gershwin, a piano prelude played on the violin, of course, because violinists have to steal everyone's music. Guess that's just the way we are. And the Bach portrait by PDQ Bach, Peter Schickele. That is hysterical. That'll be fun. And some other really great requests indeed. So you have to keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio so you don't miss them. It is cloudy outside, and apparently some rain is going to move in. Most of us are in a flood watch. It's about 80 degrees outside, depending on where you are at in Lawrence. I hope you're all staying safe. This is KPR.
Next time on Prairie Journal, the story of President Eisenhower and the Red Scare tactics of Joseph McCarthy.
Ike's rationale was, if I give him attention, if I give McCarthy attention, it'll just make him more prominent. And so Ike said he was not going to get down in the gutter with that guy.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock Thursday evening on KPER2.
We are live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. And Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Thanks for being here and listening to music with me on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News up next, and then more classical music from 12 to 3 on KPR.